Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys, who wants to join us to talk about the lockout, the Mavericks winning a championship, and more as we say good morning to Jerry Jones. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning, man.
Morning.
How are you?
Good morning. We're doing well.
Any update on the lockout?
Well, I don't think that if there's this lockout, it would last long. I don't think it would. As soon as Marion Barber misses that first jewelry payment, he'll be back, and all them other players are just like him. I can't manage their money. Not like me. See, I invest in good things like billion-dollar sports franchises and new facial surgeries.
Okay.
So you think it's going to come to an end here in the next few weeks or so?
I do. I really do. And I think that the football fans are going to be excited to not only see a new re-energized NFL, but they're going to see my new face.
Another one?
Yeah, I got another one. I got a Bruce Jenner face.
Bruce Jenner.
And we're also, there is one lockout that I think is going to take a little bit longer.
What's that?
I just want people to be prepared for it. We got an ongoing lockout over here at the Jones house.
Of what?
Gene locked out Stephen and Jerry Jr., where she could clean out their closets and get rid of about half these toys we got accumulated around here.
So they're not allowed into the house, huh?
No. They're out. They just have to play on the grounds that we have here until we get this place cleaned up, because I'm tired tripping over these sit and spins.
Aren't they in their 40s?
Yes, they are.
I didn't know they're still living at home.
Hey, when you have a daddy that's as rich as me, you're an eternal kid. You got no incentive to grow up.
Yeah, no what?
Incentive.
Okay. Jerry Jones with us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Were you happy to see another sports franchise?
I was.
In town, not finished, win a title in the Mavericks?
Yes, and congratulations to the Dallas Mavericks, officially. I want to say it positively and officially. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to them. They've added to the tradition of excellence of Dallas sports by finally adding a title to go with the five that the Cowboys already won and the none that the Rangers have won. And if hockey counted, you could include their Stanley Cup, but it don't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count?
So the Mavs only have four more to go to catch up with ours. Five that I want to reiterate that we've won.
Yes.
Because when you look at the Cowboy organization, you realize that we have won five Lombardi trophies.
I think we did.
But the Mavericks certainly have added to that tradition of the Cowboys winning five.
They have not added to your tradition. I would think they'd give you something to aim at, the fact that they've won it now.
And Dirk won the big one.
Yeah.
And I like to see that. So congrats to good Dirk and his crazy big teeth. And I have a question for you guys. You're sports experts, aren't you?
Sure.
You bet.
Since Dirk has proven that he can win the big one, you think he can play quarterback?
Now, based on him throwing out the first pitch the other night, I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
Well, there's a lot of loose talk out there about the Mavs becoming America's team. I got news for you. You can't be America's team. You got a German leading the charge. That's why we have a good Mexican named Tony Romo leading our team. I don't know if you guys know this, but I've got to kind of kill two birds with one stone here, because I've just been informed by my secretary that she's patched in, and we got Wade Phillips on the line now. Well, here's the deal.
Your former coach?
My former coach. I this summer, because he was bugging me that he wanted to go to summer camp, I sent him to one of those summer camps, but it was a kind of a special summer camp that he didn't know about. And he's allowed one phone call a day, and so we got him patched in. Wade, you there?
Yes.
Yes, Wade.
Hey, Coach.
Hi, Craig. Jerry?
Yes, Coach.
Why'd you send me to the fat camp?
Oh, Jerry.
Well, see, you said you want to go to summer camp, and I found this special fat camp for you. And so that's why I sent you to fat camp, where you could trim down a little bit.
Yeah, but I thought it was going to be all you can eat if you call it fat camp. Plus, they also had another nickname for it, Camp Cupcake. I thought we was going to have cupcakes for breakfast, lunch, dinner, dunch. We didn't have one cupcake, Jerry.
Well, yeah, it's not a fat camp in that you go there to get fat. You go there to get unfat.
Well, I'm finding that out, Jerry. All we's doing is walking and running and eating salad.
Salad?
That's the country pronunciation of salad.
It is now, Jerry, because I haven't had a cupcake in forever.
How long has it been since your last cupcake?
2 days.
That's forever.
And how many cupcakes did you eat a day before you went to fat camp?
10.
10 cupcakes.
Okay, no, 12.
No wonder you look like you did. Well, so they're working you hard? Your mama working you hard?
Yeah, it's hard, Jerry. We got to run everywhere, even to the vending machines. We got to run there and then run back. It's wearing me out, Jerry.
And how's your cabin? You got good accommodations?
Well, yeah, except for they put me in the top bunk, Jerry. That's a bad idea. That top bunk swayed back about as bad as that horse and the Little Rascals, Jerry.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Wade, you just keep doing good there, and when you get out, I got a surprise for you. It's called my new Bruce Jenner face.
Oh, I can't wait to see that, Jerry.
Hang up the phone now, Wade.
Oh, yay, best friends.
Yay, best friends.
Oh, there they both go.
That's the end of the conference call, I guess.